One of our longtime emailers into the Equitable Bank inbox, Bob, did not realize that he is a Browns fan. He says, Mayfield is better than Mahomes, in commercials. I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, wow.
I would agree with that. I think Baker Mayfield is very comfortable in his commercials. Patrick Mahomes is very awkward.
Yeah.
But you know what? My fandom is not for somebody doing commercials. My fandom is... I thought I had a Super Bowl ring on there. I thought it was going to make a noise when I hit the countertop. Yeah, Mahomes is very awkward.
Yeah.
Just, like, he's my quarterback, and I bought his cereal, okay? And it's Patrick effing Mahomes, who once sat courtside in a building in which Nebraska basketball was going to play. Remember, he was at the Sprint Center a couple years ago. That was before he became big. He was there supporting Texas Tech. Mahomes on television is awkward. Very natural. He doesn't try and be somebody who he's not. The Nebraska Furniture Mart commercial is kind of like weird. Just not real. It's not like super smooth. That's okay. It's okay. We're not paying him to make commercials. We're paying him to make championships. So I would agree with you, Bob. Baker Mayfield is better in his commercials. I would like my quarterback to be better on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Let me just click on this email. This might be Stibbs. He's trying to come off as Bob. Yes. There is news out of the Big Ten on the coaching front. It does appear now that last night the Bears announced that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are returning, that Pat Fitzgerald declined an opportunity to talk to the Bears.
Gary?
Because that would have been, I think, the only job that Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern would have really listened to.
Just scrolling through my social media this morning, there's a lot of unhappy people in Chicago right now. A lot. It is ugly on the socials. It is not pretty. The mediocre Bears are, oh man. I feel bad. I want to give you a hug. I know there's a pandemic out there, but I want
Yeah, it's the NBA, you can't hug either.
Yeah, no. Oh yeah, we'll get to that later.
The hugging or the NBA?
Both. Hugging in the NBA? Yeah, it's bad in Chicago right now.
I don't know that I've... outside of the significant other, I don't know that I've hugged anybody in a while.
It's been a minute.
There's no random people. I mean, even pandemic or not, I don't really hug a lot of random people.
Oh. I'm a hugger. Unfortunately.
But I do miss the occasional high five with a stranger.
Absolutely.
Yes. Chad says, I beg to differ. The barbershop commercial is hilarious. It'll grow back. The Mahomes, that's the latest Mahomes commercial that's running.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Now, I would say his Hy-Vee commercials are better than his NFM commercials.
It doesn't seem as forced.
They don't give him as much run on State Farm. I mean, they got him sitting there at the table with Rogers and Jake, and he's putting ketchup on his steak.
Ugh.
That's okay. When the Chiefs beat the Packers in the Super Bowl, I'm sure that those roles will reverse. And like Rodgers will be waiting on Mahomes.
LOL.
We will get to Marquise Stepp, who is the latest addition to Nebraska's running back room, which running backs from last year returning 37 carries, 116 yards, one score is the newest addition. Another one of the running backs that joins a room that there's a lot of likes in there, but maybe no loves? Or is he truly the number one running back? Or the additional part of this discussion is, does Nebraska need a number one running back? Or are we just set with there we'll need two to three, and they are co running backs? We might have to come up with a nickname. Back in the day, Calvin Jones and Derrick Brown, the wee backs. Now we could have the co running back. We got Scott Shanley coming up next.